السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد خاتم النبيين، وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، أما بعد. قد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصم، ومن كان مريضا أو على سفر فعدة من أيام أخر، يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر، ولتكملوا العدة ولتكبروا الله على ما هداكم ولعلكم تشكرون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، قال الله عز وجل في الحديث القدسي: الصوم لي وأنا أجزي به. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما ينفعنا، أمين يا رب العالمين. أما بعد، my dear respected brothers, elders and friends, Alhamdulillah, today is the first Friday of the blessed month of Ramadan. And it's a great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has once again granted us this opportunity to witness and participate and be alive in the blessed month of Ramadan. This month of Ramadan is no joke. This month of Ramadan is the month where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is in full force. Allah's maghfirah, Allah's rahmah, Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy, Allah's blessings. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that هَذَا شَهْرٌ يُزَادُ فِيهِ رِزْقُ الْمُؤْمِنِ, that this month is a month in which Allah increases the sustenance and the rizq of the believer. Everything is in full force in this month. A person just has to learn how to take from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to learn how to do this. Ideally, a person should be prepared before the month of Ramadan. That when the month of Ramadan comes in, I already have a timetable. And this is very important. The person who makes a timetable early on will take most benefit. And the person who waits for half the month to pass by before thinking, you know what, I think at this time I'll do this, then they've wasted most of the month. We have to have a timetable. My dear respected brothers and elders, a timetable for everything. A timetable for everything in this month of Ramadan. A time, obviously we have the fixed times that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has naturally ordained. The time of suhoor, the time of the five-time salah, the time of suhoor, the time before suhoor, which is very blessed, time of tahajjud. And then we have the time of taraweeh, the time of iftar. All of these times are blessed times, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has naturally ordained. Our Ustaz Mufti Inayatullah Sahib, Hafidhahullah, he mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set a natural timetable in Ramadan. Whoever follows that natural organic timetable properly, inshallah, they will maximize and they will take benefit. They will take benefit and they will not lose out. But whoever doesn't stay in tune with this natural timetable that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has set down, then this person will lose out. We've got our respected Mawlana Muhammad Ali Sahib here. So after seeing him, I felt that mashallah he should say a few words, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Nahmadu wa Nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem, ma ba'd. My respected brothers and elders, this month of Ramadan is a month to actually change our life and reflect our life. That throughout the whole month, mashallah, you see the masjid is full. It's because this is a month of hidayat. Hudal lin nas, hidayat. Every person that walks through the door Allah brings them, because it is a month of hidayat. A month that person brings a whole total change in his life. We physically as well change all our timetable, our eating timetable, our sleeping timetable, our ibadah timetable. There is a major change. But throughout this whole month of Ramadan, if we can actually focus on two things. Number one is to abstain. What we see, eating is halal, sleeping is halal, person visiting his wife is halal. Even that becomes prohibited in month of Ramadan. Khana halal ke haram hai. Khana halal hai. Sona halal ke haram hai. Halal hai. Going to the wife, biwi ke saath hambistari karna halal hai. Lekin Ramzan ke mahine ke andar ye sab tamam aamal mamnu ho jate hai. So, in this month of Ramadan, we are abstaining from something that is halal. How about abstaining something that is haram before Ramadan, in Ramadan and after Ramadan? Cheating is haram before Ramadan. Lying is haram before Ramadan. Taking interest is haram before Ramadan. Sood lena Ramadan se pehle bhi haram hai. Ramadan mein bhi haram hai. Ramadan ke baad bhi haram hai. You see? Reading namaz at home before Ramadan, it is good, no good. Jamaat ko chhod ke gharon mein bagair uzar ke, without any excuse. You know, ulama, they said there are 18 causes which if the person were to fall any of those categories and he does not attend the jamaat, he'll get the full reward. No decrease, full, 100%. Person has got illness. Such an illness that he is unable. Iqaad. Such an illness that has made him bedbound. Faljun. Paralyzes. Qatu yadin wa rijlin. One of his hand and his leg is missing. One of the limb is missing. And so on. Many of us don't probably fall under that category. A person who is blind. Shaykhukhatun. Severely old. Many other severe illnesses. So the person is reading at home, he'll get the full reward. But imagine he has no excuse and reading namaz at home. So that is also forbidden before Ramadan and in Ramadan and after Ramadan. So we should all try to abstain from the sin. And main thing, my respected brothers and elders, this is month of Ramadan actually really to change our life. So it's about to change my life. In month of Ramadan, I'm reading namaz, I'm tilawat, I'm opening the Quran. Look, I'm not sitting here to bayan, okay? I don't have the intention. Ye koi bayan karna maksud nahi. This is a mudhakara. This is something to share with you. Maybe I probably in the same category. Maybe I fall in the same category too. Just because I'm sitting in the pulpit and I'm doing bayan doesn't make me any superior than any of you. There are, mashallah, a lot of good brothers, good-hearted brothers. But I don't open the Quran for the whole year. How does that sound? How does it look? I got time for my mobile phone. Aur Allah ki kalam ke liye mere paas time nahi hai. You see. I visited one Hindu doctor many years ago in London. This is what he said to me. He's a Hindu. He goes, I take bath, I switch my mobile and I read Quran. He goes, he is not Muslim. He goes, the duration of when I read the translation of the Quran, I feel the inner peace. A gair Muslim keh raha hai, main bhi Quran padhta hun. Aur Musliman ka Quran padh ke fursat nahi. So my beloved brothers, in month of Ramadan, mashallah, we are in 2 para, 3 para, 4 para. Alhamdulillah ta'ala accept. 5 para, alhamdulillah ta'ala accept. There are people that want to khatam throughout the whole day of Ramadan, mashallah. Allah ta'ala kabul fan, Allah ta'ala accept. But this month of Ramadan is to bring change in my life, my brothers. Meri zindagi koi tabdil hai. I can't just keep on going on like this. It's affecting my children, it's affecting my wife. I just had a phone call just now, a brother. You see, I said, brother, you know, I don't blame your wife, I blame yourself, because yes, it's my fault. It's due to my weakness, it's affecting my family. So my beloved brothers, I just can't go on like this. Meri zindagi is tarah basar ho gayi. You see. There is a poet, Mada tabtaku shuara umin wakad jawaz haddal arbaini. Because, you know, the poet is talking about himself, that is about time I changed my life, I passed my 40 now. Meri umar ho gayi abhi. I'm not a child anymore. I'm not the age of 15 and 20. I'm 45 now. I'm 50. I'm 55. It's about time what changed in my life. How come I can make it for Fajr and Isha and 20 Taraweeh, but after Ramadan I cannot even make it for Isha Salat? Something to really ponder upon, my beloved brothers. This month of Ramadan to bring change in my life. Bring the taqwa inside ourselves, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Change in my life. How am I connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Think about death. There are many people who were with us last year. They're not here with us. There are many family members within the brothers that are sitting. Your family members, they were with you last Ramadan. They're not here with us. The one day I will go. The month of Ramadan, I sit in the masjid. Alhamdulillah, beautiful, nice masjid, comfortable masjid. Sit here. Think about death, my brothers. Person doesn't want to talk about it, doesn't want to hear about it. Na mujhe sunna hai, na mujhe sunana hai. At Kabristan, he's so comfortable ke main nahi mara, ye mar gaya. You know, yesterday I was at a place, they were doing taziyat. So I was there as well. So a brother comes and he was sobbing. He was crying and crying and crying and crying and crying, you know. How many people you find is crying ke yaar ek din mujhe bhi jana hai. You know, even I'm talking now, you know what's inside me? It's not you gonna die. Tujhe koi nahi marna hai, koi dusre ko marega. You know, we're passing that, you know, Allah forgive all of us. So my beloved brothers and elders, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the opportunity. Turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make my connection. This Ramadan could be, you know, bring a whole change in my life. That, ya Allah, through a whole day, you know, when we make dua, iftar time, sehri time, ya Allah, please. The remaining 11 months of the year should go like this as well. You see. You know, ulama they said, dunya sijunumu jannatul kafir. Dunya is the prison for the non-believers, for believers, and it is part of the non-believers. The ulama they say, no. Inshallah, when you're going to live your life according to the command of Allah, you will see that you are living in paradise every day. Your every day will be a jannat. Make this life productive, my brothers. Not only month of Ramadan, through the whole Ramadan. You see. Make my life productive. What have I done? What have I got to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Person was at the time of his death, everybody was crying. And grieving. You know what he said? Don't need to cry over me. Just in that corner, I read 24,000 Quran. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu departed in the world. People are crying. His daughter's crying. He goes, don't worry. No need to cry. I'm so happy I'm going to meet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are worried about death. Death is a ni'mat. Yusilul Habib ilal Habib. It bridges the gap between friend. Between two friends. Yusilul Habib ilal Habib, that we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us, alhamdulillah, there is jamaat in your masjid. You see, they're brothers. They're doing i'tikaf in the masjid. They're from Pakistan. Why are they here for? Then we need to take our time for ourselves. You see, you know, all I can sit here and talk, and alhamdulillah, you will listen. But it will only bring change when I move from the place where I'm, you see. Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali, there's such a long life of poetry of Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali. He goes, everything, when he moves from its original place, the price goes up. You know, oud is very expensive. It is it's a branch of a tree. And when it is moved from that place and it is burnt and the oil is derived, it is very expensive. Simply with the gold, simply with the water, if it's stagnant, it's no good. Water has to be running all the time. Or the water becomes stagnant. Stationary water becomes stagnant. So this life of ours, when we look into the life of our predecessors, right from the Sahaba till today, you won't find any predecessor just sat in one place and spend his whole life. This is to move around. Go to the place to the place. Move from the environment. There's a one last story I just mentioned in the Riyadu Salihin. A person, he committed 99 murder. He went up to somebody. He goes, Halli min tawbah. He goes, how can you do tawbah? You can 99 people. So he took the sword and he finished him. So he completed 100. He went to another person. He said, yes. He'll have to leave the locality and go to another locality where there is a Rajulun Salihun. And the place where you are now is because the place where you are now is making you commit all the sins.
So he makes his way, reaches there, and Allah Ta'ala tells ruh away. It's a long story. Anyway, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a malaikat or rahmah to take his ruh away. That you and I, that environment is having an effect. We'll come to the masjid, we'll listen, you go, alhamdulillah, go back to work, back to normal again. You see, life just go back to normal. Take a time out, come to the masjid, make some effort on ourselves, ponder on ourselves, sit in the masjid, do muraqabah, ya Allah, maine akhirat ke liye tiyari ki, what have I got to take to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And believe me, my brothers, once we die, these children of ours, illa man rahima rabbi, only those upon whom Allah ta'ala have mercy, after a few days, few months, done and dusted, nobody even cares. They're just worried about what dad left behind and that's it, you see. So my brothers, Allah Ta'ala has given us this little time. Think of my life. Make preparation of our life. Alhamdulillah, we come for Taraweeh. We come for Taraweeh with punctuality. Fast with yaqeen, iman wa ihtisaba. Taraweeh with iman wa ihtisaba. If Allah Ta'ala gives us tawfiq, laytul ki iman wa ihtisaba. Tilawati iman wa ihtisaba. These two words that comes in hadith in the month of Ramadan, the chapter of Kitab al-Sawm. With iman, having conviction on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ihtisab, to have the hope that Allah will reward me for this action. Allah ki zaat se sawab milne ki umeed. These are two things. Iman, have to make effort on my iman. When I make out of iman, that will bring the realization of akhirat. That will bring the punctuality of tasbihat, tilawat, the punctuality of performing our nawaz with the jamaat. As, you know, when we in our bed, and it's nice and warm, nice and cold out there, honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no other power that will take us out of that bed and bring to the masjid beside one power, that is power of iman and his connection to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, nothing will bother him but the power of iman. He's making that person stand in Taraweeh 20 rakat, motionless. He's doing tilawat mashallah at home, he's doing ibadat at home, and he's praying tahajjud. Why? Because of that strength of iman inside him, inbuilt. But for that, my brothers, there is effort of da'wah that is taking place around the whole world. You have to contribute to make that effort on our iman. So when the iman is high, when the spirit is high, person could do amal. Or as sometimes person goes, brother, you know what it is, you know, I understand what is right and wrong. But unfortunately, that environment I am in, ulama, they say this is wrong. It's not that environment. You have to build that iman within yourself to stay away from the sin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of the tawfiq to act upon whatever that has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana in alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة أكبر لا إله إلا الله
Brothers, please move forward, fill in the gaps. It is the first of Ramadan, we will have possibly more people than usual. So please move forward, fill in the gaps next to you. Jazakallah khairan.
نمازیوں کا خیال رکھتے ہوئے ساتھ ہی آگے خالی جگہ نہ چھوڑیں، آگے آگے ہو کر بیٹھ جائیں، دائیں بائیں جہاں بھی خالی جگہ ہو اسے مکمل کریں۔ لاسٹ فرائیڈے جو مسجد کی کلیکشن ہوئی تھی یہ 1195 پونڈ ہیں۔ اللہ تبارک و تعالی آپ کے تعاون کو اپنے دربار میں قبول و مقبول فرمائے، اور اللہ پاک آپ کے لیے صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے۔ یہ حاجی مہدی خان صاحب مرحوم کی فیملی نے 50 پونڈ مسجد کو دیے ہیں، اور مرحوم کے لیے دعاؤں کی درخواست کی ہے، ان کے لیے بھی دعا فرمائیں کہ اللہ تبارک و تعالی ان کی مغفرت فرمائے اور اللہ پاک ان کے لیے اس مسجد کو صدقہ جاریہ فرمائے۔ اور ایک اہم اعلان کرنا ہے کہ اس ویک اینڈ سے گھڑیاں 1 گھنٹہ آگے ہو جائیں گی، تو اس حساب سے جتنی بھی نمازیں ہیں وہ 1-1 گھنٹہ آگے ہو جائیں گی۔ اس ویک اینڈ میں سنڈے والے دن رات سے گھڑیاں 1 گھنٹہ آگے ہو جائیں گی، تو اس کا بھی ساتھی خیال رکھیں۔ اور اس سال ایک چینجنگ کی ہے، وہ یہ کہ ظہر کی نماز اور جمعے کی نماز 2 بجے کے بجائے یہ 1:45 پہ ہوگی، 1:45 پر 1:45 پر ظہر کی نمازیں بھی ہوں گی، اور جمعے کی نماز بھی انشاءاللہ اگلے جمعے کو 1:45 پہ ہوگی، تو اس کا بھی ساتھی خیال رکھیں تھوڑا ارلی آئیں۔ اور یہ تمام نمازوں کے لیے پورا سال، یہ اب پہلے 2 بجے ہوتی تھی تو اب 2 بجے نہیں ہوں گی، 1:45 ہوں گی، تو اس کا ساتھی خیال رکھیں۔ سوری انگلش میں
As mentioned, very important announcement. Firstly, from Sunday, inshallah, the salat, the clock will be going forward 1 hour. So all of the times of salah will be going forward by 1 hour as well. So please, inshallah, do bear that in mind. And similarly, from itwar se, Sunday, also the timing for Zuhr salah will go to 1:45. Will be at 1:45 p.m. Similarly, going forward, Jum'ah salah and Zuhr salah will be at 1:45. So starting from Sunday, Zuhr Salah will be at 1:45, and from next Friday, inshallah, Jum'ah Salah will also be at 1:45, and that will be throughout the course of the entire year as well, inshallah. Previously it used to be at 2 o'clock, now it's going to be at 1:45, inshallah. Please do bear that in mind. Jazakallah khair. And can I once again just request the brothers, please move forward, inshallah. If there's any gaps in front of you, please do fill the gaps up. If you have mobile phones, please make sure your mobile phones are turned off, placed on silent, so they don't start ringing whilst we're in the masjid, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa Allah. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا إلى سبيل الهداية والعرفان وجعلنا من أهل الإسلام والإيقان نحمده سبحانه وتعالى على أن أظلنا شهر عظيم يسمى رمضان، ترمض فيه الذنوب وتكشف فيه الكروب، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له شهادة بالقلب واللسان، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله الذي عرفنا ما يدخلنا الجنان، صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أكمل أهل الإيمان وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد دخل شهر رمضان، فخذوا بركاته بالطاعات والتنزه عن العصيان، كما حضنا عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى ما لا يتناهى من الزمان، وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: إذا كان أول ليلة من شهر رمضان صفدت الشياطين ومردت الجن وغلقت أبواب النار فلم يفتح منها باب، وفتحت أبواب الجنة فلم يغلق منها باب. وينادي مناد: يا باغي الخير أقبل، ويا باغي الشر أقصر، ولله عتقاء من النار، وذلك كل ليلة. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: كل عمل ابن آدم يضاعف الحسنة بعشر أمثالها إلى 700 ضعف. قال الله تعالى: إلا الصوم فإنه لي وأنا أجزي به، يدع شهوته وطعامه من أجلي. للصائم فرحتان: فرحة عند فطره وفرحة عند لقاء ربه، ولخلوف فم الصائم أطيب عند الله من ريح المسك. والصيام جنة، وإذا كان يوم صوم أحدكم فلا يرفث ولا يصخب، فإن سابه أحد أو قاتله فليقل إني امرؤ صائم. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فالآن باشروهن وابتغوا ما كتب الله لكم، وكلوا واشربوا حتى يتبين لكم الخيط الأبيض من الخيط الأسود من الفجر، ثم أتموا الصيام إلى الليل. بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم. استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين، فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. إن الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك، وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر، وأشدهم في أمن الله عمر، وأصدقهم حياء عثمان، وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل، وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب. ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا، وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة بن الجراح. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه، الله الله في أصحابي، لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي، فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم، ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم، وخير أمتي قرني، ثم الذين يلونهم، ثم الذين يلونهم. اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين، اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم وفقنا ولولاة المسلمين لما تحب وترضاه. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم، وادعوه يستجب لكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
Please straighten the rows, if the rows are made yoga. Please ensure mobile phones are turned off. Once again, brothers, if there's any gaps in front of you, please move forward, fill in the gaps. Ensure that everyone's standing shoulder to shoulder and our heels are on the back line. پیچھے سے بتا دے ساتھی اگر
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah, ashhadu anna Muhammadar Rasulullah. Hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala salah, hayya 'ala al-falah, hayya 'ala al-falah. Qad qamatis salatu, qad qamatis salah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, la ilaha illallah.
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية في جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام منك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم يا ربي لك الحمد كما ينبغي لجلال وجهك وعظيم سلطانك. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون، وصل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم زدنا ولا تنقصنا وأكرمنا ولا تهنا وأعطنا ولا تحرمنا وآثرنا ولا تؤثر علينا وارضنا وارض عنا يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم إنا نسألك نفوسا مطمئنة تؤمن بلقائك وترضى بعطائك وتصبر على بلائك. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا وللمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات، إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصر أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ارحم أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم تجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.